Blau's now able to strip it away from Norris, centers it from Arsenault, scores his 33rd of the year, is a short-handed goal.
Joined by Matt Marcinou, Grizzlies forward, and team's leading goal scorer this year with 33. Matt, you and Brandon Clouse had a real special season together here, the first two on this organization in 10 years to both reach that plateau in 1 year. What's it been like playing with Brandon?
It's been unbelievable, to say the least. I mean, I came here not knowing what to expect. I knew him from Calgary there a little bit, but I never really played with him. So, I mean, it's been a tremendous season, and can't wait for the playoffs.
To get the plateau that you guys reached, of course, the last duo to do it was your current head coach and one of his teammates, Tyler Hilbert, 10 years ago. When you guys got close to 30, were you wanting to make sure you got there just so he didn't have anything hanging over you?
A little bit. He's walking around bragging a little bit. So, I mean, we kind of made a goal to each put up 30 just so he can't have that bragging right. But, I mean, it's all in fun, and I'm glad we both hit it.
Talk about Brandon as a goal scorer. How does he get his goals?
His are mostly hard work. Like he drives the net. They're not the prettiest. Well, he has some pretty ones, but I think mine are a little nicer.
We certainly have had fun this season watching some of the plays you've been able to make around the net. The drop pass versus Lloyd Minster. I think there's a 2-on-1 in Canmore where you really sold pass and then pants the goaltender by keeping it. We've touted your praises all year about your deception around the net. How have you been able to do that? And I guess what are some of the things that you learned along the way here that have helped you be so slick around the net?
It's just kind of instinct plays. You practice things in practice, but it's kind of like in the moment instincts and just what you're feeling mostly. So if you're feeling shoot the puck, I just kind of go with my instincts when it comes to deception and things like that.
Is there anyone coach-wise or other player that you've played with along the way here that you've learned something about how to bear down around the net that's helped you finish?
Yeah, we had a couple guys in Lloyd help me out with deception and shooting, and then when I came here, just bearing down is the biggest thing Hoffy always preaches. So when you have an opportunity, just make sure to put it in the back of the net.
This season also included a 20-game point streak for you. Now looking back on that, just how unbelievable was that to have the puck go off your stick into the net almost every night?
It's obviously nice. I didn't know that I was on the point streak until about 12 or 13 games in when I saw it on Twitter, but I try not to focus about it too much and just go out and play my game.
Hit it! Clouse weaving right in! Goes backhand! Unbelievable goal for Brandon Clouse, short-handed!
Joined by Grizzlies, a 30-goal scorer this season, Brandon Clouse. Brandon, same questions basically asked to Matt. You guys both hit the plateau this year. How special is it to be on a line with a guy who's been right there and neck and neck with you in that category all year?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think ever since he came here, it's been great chemistry, and he's a good friend of me, billet brother. So, I mean, to do with any other guy, it's been great.
You guys got close to the 30-goal plateau, and obviously, your current head coach had 36, and his teammate had 34, Tyler Hilbert, 10 years ago. How much did you guys want to try and meet or exceed their numbers?
I know he's walking around. We were getting close there, and he's preaching that he doesn't want us to make it. But I was like, well, how selfish is that? I mean, don't you want us to do well? And I guess when we finally hit it, it's kind of turned on him, and now we can brag about it.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, though, your assistant coach, Dana Lattery, has all of you guys. You got 64 in 1 year, so tough to exceed that in this day and age. But just talk about what makes Matt so special out there and how he scores his goals.
I think he's just got a knack for scoring. I think it's just pure scorability. I mean, anytime I seem to give him the puck, it's in the back of the net when we're in close. So, I mean, go-to situations, we're out there, and I don't know, he just keeps doing it over and over again.
You kind of got an expanded role down the stretch there where the two of you were out in a penalty-killing role as well, trying to force the opposition a bit offensively there. How much do you guys cherish those minutes on the PK to be able to try and disrupt their power play?
It's fun. I mean, it's not a usual role we're used to, but I mean, I think we've been doing the job pretty well. I'm not always looking for the goal, but when the chances come, we try and keep them hemmed in their end if we can, and buy some time off the PK there. So I think we've done a pretty good job with keeping them off the end, a little different way of doing it, but it seems to work and keep the pucks out of our net.
Is there anyone along the way that has helped you as far as you know, developing as a goal scorer, and someone that maybe you learned something from along the way?
My rookie and half of my season last year, I was fortunate enough to play with Taylor Bourne, who's a really skilled player, and playing here growing up, I guess, as a hockey player, I looked up to him a lot, and he was he had a very good knack for putting the puck in the net, and I just kind of watched and learned from him, and I think I'm almost a pretty close spitting image of him now, and that's kind of where I learned my stuff from.
Joined by Grizzlies head coach Brett Hoppe. Go back 10 years ago, you had 36. Tyler Hilbert had 34. That's the last time prior to this year when you had Marcinou and Klaus that they wound up being, you know, that kind of a dynamic duo for the Grizzlies. What do you remember about that year playing with Tyler?
It sure was a fun year, that's for sure. Haley, I owe him a lot as far as probably my scholarship with his skill set and his hands and his ability to see me standing net front really helped out my goal production, that's for sure. And I think he was the type of player that you know, we really complemented each other really well. Me going to the net and him being very skilled, and seemed like every time I passed him the puck, he scored. And you know, every time he took a shot, I was standing in front of the net to bury it. So it was a fun year, and you know, it was a year that I won't forget, that's for sure.
And there are all kinds of different goal scorers. Many guys have reached plateaus, you know, in different ways. How did Tyler Hilbert reach the 30-goal plateau?
Oh, it's just pure skill. I mean, he's probably one of the most skilled players I've ever played with. And like I said earlier, I owe him a lot for my scholarship, just my opportunity here to play with him. And, you know, he allowed me to put up a lot of points just because of his skill set. And very similar player to Marcinou, and you know, I see a lot of Tyler Hilbert in Marcinou, and you know, that's the type of player he was, and that's how he got his you know, 34 goals, I think it was, and I think he had 70 some points that year too. So that's that was him in a nutshell.
On the flip side of the coin, you got 36. How did you get your goals that year, Brett?
I just went hard to the net and put away the garbage. I think I scored probably more than half of those on the power play standing in front of the net there. So it wasn't pretty, but you know, I found a way to whack them in, and you know, it was something that you know, I really miss those times. Looking back at it, I tell the players in the room right now, I miss that the most out of playing hockey, is the opportunity to battle and compete in those tight areas. It's not the same when you're a coach and you can't go out there and battle, compete with people face to face. You got to do it from the bench. So
you made a parallel with Hilbert and Marcinou. How about Klaus? How did he, you know, or how does he get his goals?
Well, I mean, Klaus is a top end player in this league. He's a player that competes hard every shift, and I can't say enough about Brandon and his ability to find the puck and the puck's ability to find him. It seems like he could lose the puck in a crowd of people and it'll bounce out and be right on his stick and he'll be on a breakaway, and that's just the type of player he is because of his work ethic and his skill set. And you know, he's got a tremendous shot, and he deserved every one of his goals that he got this year. None of them were given to him, and you know, both those players are tremendous players for us.
And how special is it to have that as a coach, the ability to put two 30-goal scorers over the bench at the same time?
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, you know, obviously we've seen a lot in Marcinou when we made that trade for him. And, you know, the reason we made that trade is because we felt like he would, you know, fit very well with Klaus. And, I mean, they haven't disappointed us thus far. I mean, they both seem to see each other so well all over the ice, and it's really nice having both those guys out there. They're both threats every time they step on the ice, and you know, have turned into tremendous hockey players. I think, you know, Marcinou, when we first got him, I don't think he even PK'd before, and you know, him and Klaus are some of our top two PKers, and they almost create more on the PK offensively than they do even 5-on-5, just because there's more ice out there for them. But both are great players, and we're very excited to have them both on our team.
And in the personal bragging right department, you do wind up having a little bit better numbers, your tandem of Hilbert and yourself getting to 70 total goals. They wind up with 63, although I guess that pales in comparison to Lattery, who your assistant coach wound up with 64 on his own the one year. How much fun did you guys have, though, with you know, those numbers and looking back at them and challenging those two guys this season?
Yeah, we had a good time with it. I think, you know, Lattery said that he had 230 goal scorers on his team too, with his 64 goals or 65 goals that he got. So, no, it was good. We've had a lot of fun lately giving it to those guys, and you know, I kept on giving it to them and told them that they were going to go on a cold streak and not get the 30 goal mark, because I didn't want to get that record, I guess, or long lasting standing proke, I guess, but. We knew that they were going to get it, and it was just a matter of time with how they were playing. And we've had some fun over the last little while with them.